There they go again. Just like in 2009, Councilman Fannin and Councilwoman Hughes are resorting to the same tired national talking points about taxes. The fact is, months after they got sworn in, they both proposed a higher tax rate after running on taxes in that election. And the fact is, last year, both of them voted for higher taxes. And Councilman Fannin even made the motion. Councilwoman Hughes seconded it. And General Wood, last debate, said the last resort should be having developers spend money for infrastructure. Quite frankly, I think the last resort should be having our taxpayers spend the money for the important infrastructure we need, and the developers should be spending the money first to make sure taxpayers, the burden is eased on our taxpayers. Thank you.
Mr. Fannin, your rebuttal?
If you look at the city budget from 2003 to 2009, when we had a one-party system in the city, that's when things got out of control. I don't care who you're going to vote for in the president, but the most healthiest thing that you can have on a local level is a two-party system where there's checks and balances that go on. Mr. Wilson voted for it. Mr. Wilson voted for a tax hike a week before he lost the election. The first budget that I was involved with, I did vote for the budget because there was tax hikes in there, there was increases in salaries to employees, which is continues to go on and on. 84% of our budget right now goes to three things: the debt service, the schools, and salaries and benefits. And we need to control the spending, and without me on the city council, you continue to see your tax bill rise.
And I think Mr. Smedberg.